Where did you get that audio clip before? It's like me just saying like I'm gay or something, but I didn't say that, so I don't know. I like somehow Lars got an audio clip of me saying I'm gay, but I never said that.
I mean, he has like 12 clips of it now.
Yeah, I know. Now he does. Before that.
Ready, boys
and girls, welcome to the first podcast. There's that it?
Yeah. Well, you should also say what your name is and like what our names are. And
oh, that whole part. Yeah. I mean, did they really need to know that part? Okay.
They probably already do, but
I guess not. I guess they probably know by now. They not your name.
At this point, they should know anyway.
I'll do it. Okay. So my name is Lars. I'm the main host and editor of the first podcast. With me, as always, is Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm the co-host and
Loki asshole.
Yeah.
And we're joined here with James. He's a content creator on YouTube known as Not My Fault.
James. I don't know who James is.
It's who the telemarketers think you are, apparently.
Oh my god. I literally don't understand references to my own videos.
Yeah. By the way, why do you have a home phone?
Like, well, okay. It's because I grew up with one, so like, it just feels. I mean, okay, I guess everyone did. I guess
I grew up with teddy bears. I don't have them still. I mean, like, what does that mean?
I have a couple teddy bears.
Also, that's not true because a lot of adults do have teddy bears.
Yeah. See.
Okay.
In fact, I'd say more than not.
Really?
Yeah, Lars.
Like, if there's a stat that was like, if you looked at the percentage of adults that had teddy bears as children versus teddy bears. Or that they have teddy bears now, it's probably like above 50 for sure.
I'm sorry, I don't have that data available, but so I can't fact check that. But
the data is showing that you're wrong, Lars. You're wrong. Dead wrong.
And you're also racist against teddy bears, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like if you're going to be racist against anyone, it's, you know, teddy bears are probably the way to go. No, but is it like your parents that it's just there, or is you just like having one, or do people call you on it?
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly, again, for people I live with. Okay. I barely ever use it except for telemarketers.
They call in while you're recording.
I wish they'd call more, though, because it's kind of funny when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, it made for a funny segment. It was just, it was kind of bizarre. It was weird that they called you twice.
I know, which was the randomest shit ever. Although, okay, when I was making that video, I was like, I was kind of on the fence of even putting it in because I feel like I was too much of an asshole to the person calling me.
You weren't too much of an asshole. I would say not enough.
Should I break it down for people listening who haven't watched?
Might as well.
Oh, yeah. For people who haven't seen it, you should go watch the video, actually. I'll put a link in the description, but well, go ahead.
Okay, so I was filming a video, like you do, and I got called. Now, this is, like, super convenient because I barely ever get called by telemarketers. Well, I wouldn't say barely, but, like, a couple times a week, let's say. And I'm recording, like, maybe, like, 2% of the week. So, like, the chances of them calling me while I'm recording. Anyway, so they call me. I answer, obviously, while I'm recording. And since I'm recording, I have to, like, kind of play it up a bit for the video, whatever, that kind of thing. So the first time they called, I just did whatever little bit, you know, things go, whatever. Why you'd usually normally talk to a telemarketer. And then I hang up, whatever, usual stuff. And then calls again. But it's the same person. I'm trying to be polite to the person while they're on the call with me. And then before I hang up, I say like, what the fuck was that? Like really loudly before I hang up. So the person on the other end hears me like getting like quote unquote pissed at them, which I wasn't actually pissed. But anyway, so when I'm editing the video, I'm like, I mean, this is kind of a problem I have a lot when like making videos is like, trying to imagine how it's going to come off to the viewer. And like, you don't want to come off as like a dislikable person, right?
Well, maybe. Sometimes you do.
Well, no, but yeah, but you don't generally want to come across as someone that speaking, like they wouldn't want to hang out with. Like, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Which I think as long as something's funny, you don't really have to worry about that, right? So,
yeah, that's kind of.
But that's also another issue you have to worry about is whether is judging your own content on if it's funny or not, right?
Just a quick editor's note, by the way. Luke's audio was set up weird for the first few minutes there, so let's just pretend that a moment like this happened, you know, to explain the jarring transition.
Let me just fix my mic a sec. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, and that's why his audio's gonna stop sounding like his mic was all the way in his mouth.
I actually watched a video of yours a while back where you talked about very specifically to trust your first reaction to like a joke or a gag.
Yeah.
And it might sound weird, but that's like had a large influence on my editing on this show. Like I both host and edit this, and it's easy to take a look at a joke that you've played over like 1,000 times where you're trying to get all the seconds and the timing of the audio and stuff, and just think this is dog shit. This isn't funny.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Why am I making a podcast? But the truth is, like, the first time I heard it, I was like, wow, that's really funny.
Yeah.
And
I know. And I hate that's, I mean, I've talked about this before on my video, mm-hmm. but like, it's such like a depressing thing to have to deal with. And I think I'm getting better at it, but like,
mm-hmm.
A video I made while I was editing it, I'm like, this is such dog shit. Like, this is so garbage. And then I watched it for the first time all the way through, and it was like one of the best feelings in the world, because I was just really happy with how it turned out. So it sucks to have to go through that process of like hating it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish you could just bypass that at some point.
I talked about kind of something like that on another episode with this another YouTuber named Pogo, where I kind of wish that like I could take these episodes sometimes and like put them away for 6 months and like see how I feel about them then. Because in a lot
That'll
of cases,
be so
like,
sick.
You can't, because it's, I mean, you gotta release content. You can't just like do nothing.
Or you could just have a six month like waiting period, and then you go back. You just wait 6 months, and then you go back to this 6 month, you have like fucking 80 gigabytes of shit.
That would have been really cool if we had started like that, Joe, but yeah, that's wasn't feasible.
Well, maybe next time.
Just take a 6 month break.
Yeah. All right. See you guys later.
Okay, bye.
No, but okay, Joe, you had a really basic ass question to ask him, by the way. If you want to jump into that.
Well,
I'm super basic, so it's going to be pretty appropriate.
I mean, I guess my question would be for all the listeners who are wanting to start their own YouTube channel, and it could seem intimidating, right? You have to know all these skills.
Would you recommend that they start on YouTube at this point, or... Or is it too late?
It's okay. It's tough because I feel like YouTube, or just like being on social media in general, if you want to get anywhere, especially starting out, is such a numbers game. And like, you really have to, for me especially, it sucks because it kind of detaches you from the actual content and stuff you want to create, because you have to like analyze your numbers and shit and see what does well, see what people want, you know, see what's relevant, that kind of thing, versus just like doing whatever you want to do. I mean, it's tough because you don't know the YouTube, I hate the word grind, but it's like, it's kind of accurate in how it sounds, but the YouTube, like the work and like the vibe it gives about making YouTube videos, you don't know that until you start doing it. So like, there's nothing I can say that will like help you understand what you need to do to get into YouTube. You just need to start and just figure it out on your own, because you will get your own vibe about how to, you know, create your YouTube channel and how to like learn the system and numbers and how you can like present yourself through your videos in a way that will connect yourself to an audience.
So in other words, there's no real good answer to that.
You just need to do it, man. Like, when I started, if you watch my first video, which wasn't even that long ago, it was like, what, like 6 months ago, maybe?
July 2017, I thought.
If you watch my first video versus, or like my first couple videos versus the one I just uploaded.
Yeah.
It's not super different, but you can see a definite change, and it's not even been that long.
Well, you were afraid to swear back then, but yeah.
That's true. Can I swear on this, by the way?
Well,
I don't know if
we prefer you already. You do.
I think I already did, for
well, we
sure.
We prefer people don't do it don't just do it just to fill a sentence. Like,
Just do it to fill a sentence. Either way.
No. I agree, actually. I think I've always hated people that just swear for the sake of swearing.
Such as yourself.
I mean, words have such power, and to like demean it to something like that is just garbage. Especially the F word and whatever.
It's not like a useful usage of that word. It's like,
well, and they're so powerful too. Like,
You know what I just noticed looking at all your videos? The thumbnail on all of them is basically a background that is, you know, it's either a solid color, something relevant with like a person's face over it, and some, you know, some type of text.
Well, he kind of stopped doing that, and he just shows it like a random static picture of his head.
Well,
at this point,
yeah, I think. Well, okay. Thumbnails to me should be very clean and uncomplicated. I don't know if that's like actually what the system or like what works or like what people
aesthetically,
want.
Aesthetically, you're saying?
But that's just what I like.
Yeah.
Like when I see a video with like a clean thumbnail about like a one specific subject or thing, it's just more appealing to me.
So like if you saw a YouTube video that was called Bears and it just had a picture of a bear.
I'll click on that shit. Yeah. What?
Just make it easier to focus on the central subject.
Well, and thumbnails aren't like big pictures. So like,
yeah,
when people put a bunch of text on them, like I'm not going to read that shit.
One of your videos that I really liked was Super Rat Bros. Got 70,000 views. Super Rat Bros. How long did...
I mean, are those even really videos? They're like 6 seconds long.
How long did it take to make Super Rat Bros?
6 seconds.
Super Rat Bros. That was like, it was like a 12-month project,
wow.
I think.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
About 600 hours, something like that. No, it was like a day, I think. I spent like an hour and
now,
a half, maybe.
Do you know what happened to that rat? Did it actually jump off that building, or does it just look like it does? Or you don't know.
What? It straight up jumped off.
Like.
What do you mean?
I didn't know, like...
Did you watch the video?
It looks like it jumps off. I don't know if it's an optical illusion and like it, you know, it's really hanging.
Do you think he's like, is really also like secretly good at CGI and like had like a studio working on it? Or what are you talking about, Joe?
Walk the listener through this. It's a rat jumping and then it makes it over. Well, I don't want to give anything away, but you just have to check it out. We'll provide a link, I guess.
You're not giving too much away. But
it seems like it jumps off. You know, I'm not saying it's.
It does jump. It definitely
does. By the way,
jump.
I've seen that video before. I saw it being shared around Facebook, and I've seen it before floating around the internet. So good job at going viral.
Did you see a dime from that, by the way, Luke?
The which?
Did you see any money? Oh, a dime is 10 cents in America. I don't know if you are from.
I know what a dime is.
Oh, I was saying, like, did you make any money from that?
Bars, don't offend our guests.
It's a common expression. Fucking Joe. Anyway.
Although I think our dimes look different because we have a beaver on ours. Or no. The dime? No, we have
you
a fucking
know this.
Schooner.
It's your currency.
Which one has a hockey puck on it?
None of them.
Right. Which of the money has maple syrup leaves?
The dollar. Maples, that, okay.
Is that true?
See, he's racist. I've always known he's racist.
Just curious.
I mean, the maple leaf, but that's not
I shouldn't have said maple syrup. Leaf. I should have, you know, it's obviously from a maple tree. That just shows my ignorance.
You should know that is the one thing that offends
Canadians. I'm sorry
about
that. And I really don't mean to derail, but a thought popped into my head, and I just want to ask
you. Those are rare. He needs to actually like run with him when a thought actually pops into his head. So,
Are you a fan of are you a fan of luggage at all? Luggage, like traveling luggage. Yeah.
Luggage. I mean, you know, it does a good job. It, right. It carries your shit.
Are you
for
familiar
you.
With the brand American
like the...
Tourister?
No. Why would I know luggage brands? So
there's a brand of luggage called American Tourister.
Joe works at a hotel where he handles a lot of luggage, and I'm getting concerned about his level of enjoyment in it. I think it's like the way that he describes it, I feel like he's getting like half torqued when he starts to talk about it. I don't know.
No. I was just going to...
Last episode with our last guest, you talked about it with her for like 45 minutes.
She was really into it. She was talking about it too. I was just going to...
I think
she was just being polite.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Luke. We're talking over it.
No, I was just going to say your wife was mentioning it a lot too, but...
My wife? What's her... What's...
Something about it being in bed and you were talking about luggage. Anyway, it's...
What's my wife's name then, if you know my wife?
I mean, I don't want to expose her on the podcast.
Well, I don't think they learned each other's names that night. Well, but
Anyway, let's move on.
I mean, it was like, you know, 2 minutes. I'm not a.
Let's move on. I was just going to ask you if somebody who's traveling with an American tourister bag wants people to hate them because of the negative perception of Americans internationally.
Okay, well, if you know enough about luggage to be even talking about this, you should just get hated from the get-go.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Adding the effect that you're an American to it, just... I
added with the fact that you're American.
I don't
also
tell
doesn't
when
help.
I travel internationally. By the way, I don't tell people I'm an American. I tell people I'm Californian, which goes over differently. They always ask me like, "Oh, are you?" Oh, it's like the place that has the OC.
Well,
and that's
well. Okay, I heard about that though, where people, it was maybe Americans or something, but they're telling when they go to a different country, they tell people they're Canadian because. These foreigners treat Canadians.
That's what I was getting
better.
At with the American tourister bag, because I actually travel with a Canadian tourister bag.
Yeah, you're like actually a piece of shit. Like, if Americans could be any worse, like, you're just giving even worse a name, but now you're giving Canadians also a worse name. So it's like hitting two
roast.
Shitty
this
birds
going really
with one
good.
Stone.
Joe's just getting destroyed.
No. I like it. The joke is at my expense. Ooh.
That's not a running theme on the show. So, okay. I have noticed, and I just want to kind of preface this on both sides, that in the time it has actually taken for us to actually schedule and do the episode with you, first of all, on our end, we've interviewed literal state senators and the creators of Elder Scrolls. That's how long it's been. And on the other end of things,
I was gonna ask that actually. I mean, I don't give like a very professional vibe, but maybe I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But from like my end, I don't feel like I'm a super professional person. I don't think that needs to be said, but
I'll say it.
So it is
funny. Not.
I mean, I watched some of your guys' earlier podcasts and kind of had that vibe too, but also just more recently, maybe you guys are trying to be more. So I don't know.
The production quality is going up, but like the mics are getting better. But no, I don't think we're trying to go for anything like sanitized.
I would
at
say
all.
That like, the episodes yeah, that yeah. we've done with guests who want to give a more professional interview have been more professional. And for the ones that want to give a less professional interview have been the same level of professionalness.
True. Like the dick joke quotient goes way down when we're talking to us. Like,
yeah, like when we were talking to state senator Josh Newman, we didn't tell like penis jokes. Like, but when we were talking to Robo Robert, you know, we did. Because he's the duck penis expert.
Yeah.
He didn't joke about fucking your wife, that kind of thing?
No, he did, but tastefully.
He did. We didn't. Yeah.
No. The senator.
Yeah. He did. But
he did.
Okay.
Everyone jokes about having sex with Joe's wife.
Yeah. That's how you get voters, right?
Right.
In 2018.
Yeah. Making fun of Joe. Yeah.
Instant election. Elected.
Instant Sorry. Election. That's the word.
Instant election.
Yeah.
What is politics?
What Not is love?
No, but okay, so like just to rerail this derailed train, when I first reached out to you, you had like 500 subscribers, and now I think you're at 1,000 something, right?
Like, yeah, I just hit 1,000 like maybe a week ago.
Congratulations.
A week or two.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations.
Thank
Thank you.
That's I think cool. I speak for both of us when I say that we're big fans of the channel, actually. It brings
well, for one of us. Me.
It brings
Joe knows
joy.
Nothing about your channel.
I've seen some of these videos. I've seen a few of them, and I like them. You know?
Why do stuff? You think it is? By the way, like, I'm not saying, like, why the hell are you making subscribers? I'm like, what do you think has led to, at least to a small degree, like, you starting to succeed?
I mean, I don't know. This is, like, I think I try to stay away from that kind of thinking, because really what I think, and I think when people make the best content is when they're not trying to please someone or not trying to, you know, fulfill a certain need that or whatever, trying to be someone that they're not. So I think I really try my best not to be like to get in that mindset and just to like sit down and be myself. And it also really helps because the power of editing, like I can just be as stupid as I want while I'm recording, and then I can just edit out the stupid parts, and then I seem like a little more articulate than I actually am. But I don't really know why I succeed, and I don't know if I ever will, if I do end up getting more attention than I do. And I don't know, maybe I should care more about that, but at the moment, I just want to focus on uploading stuff that I like. So maybe that's it. Maybe I really like to focus on just putting out stuff that I like to watch and what I think is funny.
Oh, so you create the kind of content that you would subscribe to, is what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah. Okay.
You follow your instincts. You know, I think that's a good lesson.
Yeah, but I can also see, like, just vaguely where you draw from in terms of the YouTube wheelhouse.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, yeah. As a person, like, in general, you emulate things you find funny, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you emulate people you find funny.
Yeah.
So, like, if you watch, like, I watch, like, a lot of Twitch and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So, that's, like, a lot of, you can spend a lot of your life just watching other people mm-hmm. be funny, right? And just be themselves. So I think when you spend a lot of time doing that type of thing, you kind of just over time kind of adopt that yourself because...
Yeah, it's just...
If you're watching someone you find funny, mm-hmm. like you're going to do yourself funny things or things that you will find funny yourself, right?
Yeah, so. It's just kind of this vague osmosis of... I get what you mean. Yeah,
exactly. I agree as well. I think you could actually expand on that. When you're talking about, humor, a humor channel where you do comedy videos, you're focusing on humor and what you find funny and, you would emulate people like that. But when it comes to being like, let's say you're trying to be a badass in real life, you might think, what are some things I've seen that are badass that I like? And you emulate that or you're trying to be cool. You're trying to be like, romantic or something. And you're always just emulating things that you've seen. You're a conglomerate of, the world around you and always emulating things that you've seen that you like. So it's not only humor, I guess.
That's very specifically, you mentioned being a badass and being a romantic.
weird.
I don't think that's particular.
Weird. I think that's sort of, I think some things that, go not hand in hand, but, other things that people might focus on. Like,
is there something you want to admit to us, Joe?
Well, no, like if I'm feeling like a badass.
It's okay. You can come out, dude. We're all friends here.
Come out as a badass.
No, I'm saying though. In real life, like you're walking down the street, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to be a badass today. And so you start thinking about like Chevy Chase.
So wait, just to be clear, you can relate to that or you can't relate to that?
No, of course I can. Because
trying to be a badass?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I just wanted to set the record straight, just so the people know,
All right. And now I get what it sounds like, somebody who's trying to be a badass is not a badass yet or something like that. But, I'm just saying, like, it works with many themes. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, razzing aside, yes.
I mean, there's probably something about, like, just that's how human psychology works or something, mm-hmm. right?
I think so.
I'm not a lawyer.
Are you able to reach out to the host of your other show that you used to do and ask her that question about psychology and just say like, is that the way the human brain works?
Nope, she disappeared.
Oh,
yeah, that's
moving.
Yeah,
on.
Oh, yeah, I used to host another podcast that I was like producing for someone else, and then they disappeared.
Brainwave.
That was not the name.
We're not talking about other podcasts on this podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Okay, wait. No. On the topic of being a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I hear Joe is.
Sure.
When was the last time you cried?
Ah, jeez. All right. So what kind of cry are we talking here?
I don't know. Like tears. There has to be tears.
Tears of joy?
I'm thinking more like, well, okay, sure. I don't know.
Tears of joy. That'd be today. Earlier today. I was overwhelmed with joy and I started to cry.
What happened?
Actually, Alexa got a promotion today. My fiance, Alexa.
He's not making a weird joke about technology. That's actually her name. He's engaged to her.
Fuck Alexa. I want to know about the crying.
Yeah.
All right. All joking tears aside.
No. Keep talking about the joking tears, dude.
I don't know. I guess the last time I cried, it's got to be recently. I cry all the time. I'm a man really? Who loves to cry.
I think that's what it is to be a real badass.
To be a romantic.
Badass, romantic, gay man. Yes.
Yeah, if you don't cry, you can't
not that last
be a badass.
One.
Oh, badass? Yeah. No.
Well,
oh, boy. So, okay.
No.
Okay.
Let's flip the script. Lars, when was the last time you cried? And no tears of happiness.
I'm not really a crier, Joe.
All right.
Yeah. So, okay, I was going to just say, so So, hey, not my fault, Luke. And I just realized I don't know where that name comes from. And I'm kind of curious where it does. Luke, I mean.
You know, and then it, I do whatever.
Not my fault.
It's kind of a tough question because, like, it's loosely kind of based on my personality. And then my personality is kind of I like to disagree with things, and not that I don't take ownership of things, but I can always find a way about how to explain something isn't my fault. So that's just kind of like who I was, or like who I still kind of am in my personality. But so I think kind of part of myself of naming myself that was to kind of wear it on my chest and to be like, this is kind of something that's me, but also something that I have. That's kind of a problem that I have, or something, or an issue that I have. So kind of wearing it on my chest kind of helps me with that, or kind of makes me think about, I'm just more conscious of it, I guess.
So you just want to advertise to the world that you're going to shirk all responsibility.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So would you say that you're a type A, type B, or like a type C personality
type
for crying?
B or type B?
What
or-
the fuck is that?
I don't know. Joe just says stuff sometimes.
Wait, is that actually a thing, or is it just
type C?
Type A and type B are type C.
I feel
is
like
not
I've
a
heard
thing.
It before.
Have you heard of type A and type B?
Maybe. Okay, what's it all the bullshit about? Like the I N. It's like the E N G S.
Well,
something? All
right. Well, that's the Myers-Briggs personality test, which is bullshit. Type A personality is like get everything done now, make lists, like be organized, color code. Type B is like we can be more relaxed, like things get done when they get done. And I think all of us are probably like elements of both. Like
imagine every character that Seth Rogen has played, that's type B.
Okay, that just sounds like some zodiac sign bullshit.
No, I
well,
mean
it's
really
not,
like
it's
how
not like it's not like science. Dude.
It's not it's, like a hard it's, science. Yeah,
it's
just
like
are
a
you
broad
more motivated?
Description of someone. Like are you laid back or are you a go getter?
Yeah,
like
you go getter or are you more laid
middle.
Back?
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, but it's also like it's super generic to the point where it's like everyone can relate to it.
Yeah,
it's
not,
that's
think,
like what
well,
zodiac
I think
signs
that's the idea
are. Right?
Is most people can relate to both sides of it to some extent.
Yeah, it's not meant to be like
it's not
a
binary. There's more than two.
The
there's more than two genders here, dude. When it comes to types, like it's
yeah. There's 974 types of people.
Is that what it was?
There's going to be a lot of references to Luke's videos that people are going to need to go watch now.
There's
so.
For instance,
well,
there's
there you
type
go. A. They should go watch
type B. Type C, type D, type E, type F, type G.
Oh, so I thought there was just A, B, C. I'm like, that's super generic.
No, it's actually really just type A, type B.
Oh, yeah. Joe's just,
doing a thing. But yeah. And then the since you asked about the Myers-Briggs personality test, that's like, are you more artistic, creative? Are you more like logical, scientific? Like that'll give you like a category.
It's like the opposite of type A, type B, where instead of like painting in broad strokes, it tries to make you as specifically stereotyped as possible.
Yeah. Like if you're type ENFG, it means that you're like, I don't know, different than the other ones. And it gives you like a rundown.
It's one step above astrology and that's not saying much.
Like it's not a hard science at all either.
It's very, very buttery soft. Like it's not, yeah. So
it's like, kind of like CrossFit.
Yeah,
you know the very scientific method of CrossFit.
We actually had a CrossFit coach on like two guests ago.
Really?
Well, CrossFit is one of those things where it's like people can be wanky about it, but it at the end of the day, it is a workout, and it has something going for it. Like
great true. Way to stay in shape.
That's an old Family Guy reference. Okay. That's from way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think, the problem with CrossFit was more like about that the people who do it are just like huge assholes that love to shove it in your face more than the fact that CrossFit doesn't actually work.
I don't think anyone would describe Sarah McInerney. How do you pronounce it again?
McInerney.
Yeah.
Sarah McIntyre.
I don't think anyone would call her an asshole, but I do. Yeah, it's more so that people throw it in your face. Like, if someone's, like, a vegan atheist who does CrossFit, what do they bring up first?
Yeah,
you know, the old
it's
joke.
It's kind of like just, this.
I mean, it's probably honestly more of, like, a meme than actual truth. Mm-hmm. But.
You know, AirPods, no cord, they just hang out of your ear to let everyone know you a douchebag.
Douchepods.
Douchepods, yeah. The quality of the sound is worse.
Do you guys have Apple in Canada?
But they cost more.
Yes, Apple's like a worldwide fucking... Oh. We're not like... We don't ride on igloos and shit and like... or not.
Ride on igloos?
Ride on polar bears.
Yeah, we don't do that either.
Yeah. I kind of want to ride on a, like, a motorized igloo now.
That'd be sick. Yeah,
so like, gotta go to class, you know.
Okay, so
my igloo.
Let me actually get some use out of this episode as well. Like, okay, so let's say that what's something about, and this is going to sound super generic, but like what's something about Canada that people here in America kind of get wrong, just to pour some maple syrup on this podcast?
I think the biggest difference about Canada versus US is that we don't have to wear bulletproof vests to school.
Yeah, we do that here. Yeah.
We also, in Wisconsin, they wear ice skates, and the creator of Elder Scrolls, when he moved to the United States, thought that meant that they used them as weapons.
He thought these were little warrior children with their blades on their shoes.
Yeah.
They kind of are, though. Like, people have died to like skates.
We
kind of
take that in stride. Like, you could, like, if you do have ice skates, you could be a ruthless killer in like a couple seconds, I guess. Yeah.
That was why I was not allowed to ice skate as a kid. My mom thought that I was going to hurt myself, I guess.
That's not the most irrational of fears at that point. If you're a small child with blades on their feet, like...
Right?
I do get that.
But they're not even really sharp. It's like getting a paper cut.
Wow.
You want to test that theory and go run an ice skate over your hand? Or like,
I mean, if you get like the super sharp ones, but like... Mm. You just have like a regular shitty ass pair of ice skates. Like, they're not going to do anything.
We're talking like training for the Olympics here.
Kielfi have like speed skates. They have like fucking knives on them.
Do you guys have the Olympics in Canada?
Have we had? I mean, at some point. Vancouver was like 2010, right?
Really?
I think so.
I think you're.
Do I look like someone who'd be good at sports?
You look like someone who'd be good at watching sports.
You
kind of
got the Joe thing going on where it's.
I weigh like 20 pounds.
Yeah. You guys both got the kissy pie twink thing going on. Yeah.
I take that as a compliment. So
yeah, it's not meant as an insult, just an observation.
Well, okay, but I feel like twink has like a bad connotation, especially if you're straight.
Well, because you're perceived as a gay man at that point? Or like, what do you mean? Like
a twink, it's just like a skinny male, right? Like a well-dressed.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't take offense to it.
Well,
because I get called it like
every
other day.
Is that a bad word? Are we allowed to say that?
On the street, just be
twink? No.
Well,
that's what I'm asking. Like, if you call someone a twink, I feel like it's usually as like an insult, right?
Well, yeah, if you're saying...
No, I think it's a description in the gay community.
Well, that is true.
Oh, yeah. He's a twink.
I mean, it is used in both of those ways, yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, okay, if you Google image search twink, like,
why don't
you're
going to
get a bunch of pictures
right
of, like, dudes getting fucked.
All right, let's take a look.
I'll pass, but go ahead.
Oh, Joe. You guys aren't doing... Okay. I thought you guys were doing it.
Just go into your search history, Joe. Everyone knows you've already looked
at it. That was another joke at my expense. Well, I got a laugh, you know?
This is going to set a record this episode.
Okay.
By the way, just to give you some context, that cry gag was... That's also one of our traditions. I think I've successfully gotten almost every guest to ask that at this point. To ask Joe if he's cried recently.
Well, okay, but wasn't there supposed to be, like, a good story behind it?
Do you want
to
know? I mean, there is a story.
Oh, a story behind the gag?
Yeah.
How did that originate?
Well,
do you remember, Lars?
Yeah, okay, so we had this guy on named Matthew, who goes by Milk creatively. He's in a band called Rebel Revive. And I have no idea why, but in the middle of the interview, he just interrupts it to just be like, hey, Joe. When was the last time you cried? And it's just, like, it just caught me off guard. I was just like, what the hell? And it was audacious that, like, I decided I should try to get all the guests to ask him that, because it's just...
No, that was good. I actually really enjoyed trying to figure out how to fucking loop it in.
Yeah. Like, some guests, like, they'll just do it, like, right away, but other guests will try very carefully to...
Just wait.
Yeah. Just wait for the right opportunity. You did a good job. That was
You know what else Milk did that was really funny and worked out very well post-editing? He's randomly like, hey, Joe, can you clap your hands? And I was like, okay. I'm going like that. And he's like, can you make chicken noises at the same time? So I'm like, all right.
Oh, and then I asked you if you were going to start stomping.
Yeah.
And then, he started stomping and clapping and clucking. And
he basically got me to do a chicken impression.
And then,
which
I cut
ended
that
up being
and
our
used
cold
it as
open.
The cold open, just without context.
Yeah. Sick. Yeah. It was really funny.
It sounds like some like messed up version of Simon Says.
Well,
yeah,
you know, kind of.
Yeah, I think that's probably where that came in psychologically.
Like accurate depiction.
Yeah. Most of the jokes on the show are at Joe's expense, I think.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to be the conductor of electricity.
You gotta... Here's what you need to do, okay? You need to...
Wait, who? Who's
Joe,
who's
obviously. Okay. You need to just be more of a badass, and then people won't pick on you so much.
A badass, romantic, gay.
You can be badass and gay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's not an insult at all.
In fact, I would say most gay people are badass.
I would agree. I'm not gay myself, but I have a lot of gay friends, like Lars.
That's funny.
Just kidding.
Got him.
It's not an insult. That's a compliment to Lars and to gay people.
You to be like an honorary gay, I guess?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I was thinking about that actually the other day. At what point does calling someone gay become a compliment instead of an insult?
I would say probably in the next 2 weeks, probably is that's when that shift is going to occur, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I've
been tracking that for years now. And
10 days from now?
Yeah.
What event do you think is going to, you know, make that stride?
I don't fucking know. Do I look like a fortune teller, dude?
Yeah, Jesus.
But you're not. That's the only reason that came on this fucking podcast.
I'm a fortune cook.
I can tell you the future of your channel, by the way, but you don't want to know.
Okay, yeah, do it.
You do not want to know. Just trust me.
I want to know.
Luke,
tell me.
Luke, I actually am a fortune teller. I'm going to give you generic sound.
I just muted Joe because I don't want to hear that. All right. Let's, okay, he's back on. Let's redirect the conversation.
Wait, did you say in a cookie?
Yeah, like, give me a question and I'll answer it like you might find in a cookie. Like a fortune cookie.
Okay, Joe, yeah. how gay are you?
You will go on an adventure soon.
Those two sentences had nothing to do with each other.
Right,
I don't understand
exactly.
The cookie part.
Wait, what are you asking, Joe? Like, what?
I think I asked him how gay he was.
I'm not gay.
Okay, wait, I'm so confused now.
That's not an answer to the question, Joe.
Why do I have to come out straight every episode? Why is it that...
You know what? That's the thing. Why do you think that is? Because it seems like you always have to. Like, it just kind of goes that way where you're always defending your heterosexuality. Like,
I'm not. It's just clarification purposes.
It never, like, happens purposefully. It just seems like you're always, like, treading that line. I don't know.
I mean, okay, but sexuality isn't, like, a... yes or no thing. It's like a spectrum, right?
Well, when you're getting consent, it definitely is, but I mean, what are you talking about? Like, yes or no?
Well, like, you're not just straight, or you're not just gay. Like, you're...
Yeah, I suppose.
80-20, or like, you're 50-50, you know?
Lars, you know...
You don't agree?
I think Luke's right. You're always treading the line when you come over. It's my apartment, and you know, you try to get me to consent.
Stop inviting me over at midnight then, okay? I mean... Like, No, okay, so if you're saying that it's not like it, like people aren't necessarily completely straight or completely gay, that's indisputable. That's science. Yeah, that's been demonstrated where... And that's not to say that some people aren't. Like, I've had exclusively sexual relationships with women, but, I mean, that just means that you don't necessarily have to be, like, all one or all both, or, like, that's true. So this is the Scientific Facts Podcast, and let's, you guys want to discuss that? Where are we going with that?
Maybe our next guest can be, like, from the Gay-Straight Alliance.
Is that a
what
thing?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, the Gay-Straight Alliance from high school.
From your high school?
Wait, is that, like, a movement or, like, a club?
Like, okay. A club.
It's an actual
club. Yeah, when I was
club.
In high school, there was the Gay-Straight Alliance. In college, there was the Gay-Straight Alliance. Yeah.
Is that like a national movement?
What?
Or?
Didn't they like kill gays back when you were in high school?
What?
We're not that old, dude. That's no. They didn't kill them back then.
How
they
old
just,
do you think
they
we
just
are?
Ostracized them.
I'm pretty sure we're around the same age.
Is that true? Like, I don't know.
Oh, you and me.
I think so. How?
Okay, take a guess. How old am I?
I don't know. You seem younger, like 22.
You seem like you could also be that like older, like 36-year-old who just like has that weird youthful look. Like, I can't tell.
Never took up smoking, stayed away from alcohol.
Stayed away from, like, losing his virginity.
Okay, but we all know I do all of the drugs.
So. Okay. Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Advil, right? That's your drug of choice?
Yep. That shit gets you fucked up.
I'm
doing drugs right now.
I could.
A cup of coffee.
I have 8 needles in my arm right now.
Of Advil?
Only 8?
You guys are so badass.
I know, it's an off day for me.
I just took out 6 of my needles, so I'm down to only 8.
By the way,
now we're
Luke,
twins.
When you, I've noticed in your videos that it seems like you're recording from some like bunker. Like, is that like what is that? Is that like a bunk bed or something? Or what's the?
I don't know if I'm ready to expose what that is yet.
Oh, so that's for a later video. Okay, okay.
Maybe.
Are you recording this from prison or? What's?
Do you have a bracelet around your ankle and you're not allowed to leave the perimeters? You're,
you know. That's, I mean, implied, you know, we can talk about that. I mean, later, at a later point.
Once he's out.
In life.
All right.
Are you going to make any more Super Smash style videos?
What do you mean? Oh, like edits?
Yeah, like the short 15 second ones, 6 seconds. Yeah.
10. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I do them all the time.
I just see the three here. Is there a place I can go to find more of those? Super funny.
Yes. Go to twitter.com/unusualvideos. That's where I post most of them.
I did not know that you had a second Twitter or the implied second channel. Is that,
is that
true?
You? Is that your Twitter?
It might be.
Oh.
You have a whole second life that I had no idea that.
Quite,
okay,
the following.
I'm very unprepared to discuss this.
It was literally, it was the main reason I even started, not my fault, actually, was because of that Twitter account.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of a long story. I don't know if you want
well,
me to.
Well, we'll wait
it,
till but... we get the creator of Unusual Videos on to talk about that.
Right. Sure. I gotcha.
Wait, is this like a much more popular channel? Like, I haven't looked it up. I'm trying to like stay focused on the episode,
well,
but.
Do you mind if I say how many followers you have on that channel? On
well,
the Twitter
people
account?
Can look it up, so it's not like it's like a secret. Like,
almost 200,000.
Closing in, yeah.
What the hell? Why are you randomly like big and you didn't mention it at all in this episode?
Well, because it's not. It is me, but
it's not like you. Like,
it's not a personality-based okay. account. Like, it's just edits I make and then other edits like in the community of YouTube.
Oh, dude, I know someone like that. Like, Joe, you remember Jackie XO?
Yeah.
She kind of has that thing going on Instagram where, like, she has this huge meme account and then, like, a much, much smaller, like, personal account. So
what's
that's kind of what's
account?
Going on with her. Jackie Nads.
I wonder if that's the one that I...
Yeah, if you follow that one, that's her meme channel. That's not a real one. Just like if you subscribe to Unusual Videos, you won't actually find Luke on there.
Well, I'm subscribed to Jackie Nads, and then what was the other one? Jackie XO?
I don't know if I want to give it out on there. I think it's private.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Yeah. That's fine.
Anyway, so you said that's why you started the Not My Fault.
Well, could you want to just give me the full story of my like why I started YouTube?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's a basic question, but sure.
Sure. So I've been on YouTube for a long time. Like my first account I ever made was like 2012 or something. And I've been on there before that. So like YouTube is something I've always enjoyed doing. It's something I've always wanted to like take more seriously. But I never had like, there's always that like the first initial like speed bump of how do you get started?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you get something where you can just kind of get the ball rolling, right?
Yeah.
So that was always my big like, I guess, reason why I never started doing anything is because I didn't want to have to deal with that speed bump. At that time, it felt like it would be a waste of time to try. So at some point I made Unusual Videos and I just started posting videos and making some edits, simple edits, stuff like that. And then it kind of just blew the fuck up. And then it was like, hey, I now have a reason to try because I have the ball rolling now. So I wanted to, then I kind of had, you know, all these ideas started popping into my head. And then I kind of just made Not My Fault. And then here we are now.
This makes sense to me, except for one part of it, which is.
Who is James?
No, that's not what I was going. James is the person we're interviewing, Joe.
Right, that's, right.
Why not use Unusual Videos as a place to put these Not My Fault videos on?
Good question. I mean, if I wanted to just get like a million followers right away, I would just change Unusual Videos to Not My Fault, and then I would just start posting all my stuff on there. But that account, people follow that account for a very certain specific thing, mm-hmm. right? So I just change it up all of a sudden, you know, it's just going to murder that account. That account's like basically dead.
Hmm.
And it'll just be losing followers forever and ever. And I'm not like growing anything. So like I can use unusual videos to promote, you know, a smaller account and then grow it from there.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like there would have potentially been a way to merge those, but what you're saying does still make sense. Like maybe I just don't know that how that works, and like that could be
and
the best way.
You totally have the right idea. Like that's what I'm trying to do is like take, you know, the following from
just
one.
Just cannibalize your following and reuse it for, yeah, I gotcha.
Exactly, but I'm not going to like post stuff on one that is like so different from what they followed it for.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like it's like a glorified meme account. Like people don't want to see the stuff that I post. That's why I kind of feed it to them very like subtly, right? So the people that are interested in that stuff will still see it, but you know, it's not shoved down people's throats that are following for something
else. It would really help if you were a pretty girl and you could just get away with that instead. Like it wouldn't matter. But, you know,
show my tits and then, you know, good to go.
Yeah, just show part of them, though. Do the Twitch thing where it's like they're there.
Right. But, yeah.
I'm watching these videos. They're pretty funny.
Which, like,
the guy bowling, he throws it and lands on the lane.
It's unfortunate that this podcast is audio.
I know.
And they can't know what you're talking about.
A Super Smash Bros. King of the Hill one.
They're not going to know what that is either. Let's move on, Joe.
Okay.
Joe, do you have any like final-ish questions for him or?
No final questions. This interview must go on forever.
Oh, dearie.
No, I mean, not really. Did you want to do like any hypothetical questions at all?
Ooh, I'm down.
Okay. Joe, let's do one that we haven't done in like a while. Let's not give him like the duck question again.
No duck question. No Nutella question.
Yeah.
No superpower question.
These all sound so amazing.
These are good, but these are ones that our audience is very tired of. I guarantee it.
True.
What did you have in mind, Lars? Oh, I have the hiccups.
You have the hiccups like every episode. It's kind of weird. Do you have a disease?
Maybe.
I think it's called being... That's being gay, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that what that is?
Oh, if that's
straight
all
people
that
can't
is,
get hiccups.
Oh,
I don't know.
I thought it meant you had to have sex with men. If you just have to have the hiccups, like that's, I can be gay at that point. That's fine.
It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Where did you get that audio clip before? It's like me just saying like, I'm gay or something. But I didn't say that. So I don't know. I somehow Lars got an audio clip of me saying I'm gay, but I never said that.
I mean, he has like 12 clips of it now.
Yeah, I know. Now he does. Before that.
No, but okay. Luke, do you follow iDubbbz?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so you know his I'm gay video?
Yes.
Well, I think Joe just misinterpreted that. Like, I included that as an audio clip, and I think he thinks that was Joe's voice, because Joe's kind of bad at recognizing voices.
Yeah,
that's not
Are you
that's
that conceited?
True.
You thought the greatest YouTuber of all time was yourself?
I thought that it was, well, but you didn't hear that episode. It was an episode about
Lars. Yeah, it was an episode where he talked about his new blog.
No, that's not
Confessions
true.
Of a Young Gay Man.
Confessions of a Young Gay Man. That's not real.
Coming Out of the Closet by Joe.
No, that's not
that
true.
That should be the
Let's
title of the episode.
Ah, jeez. Oh, God damn it.
No, but go ahead.
No, but... Yeah, I thought that was, I guess I only listened to it once. So I guess I just thought it was like similar enough to my voice. I don't know. I was like, I guess
you guys sound nothing alike at all. Ours. Okay. So you come across a musician, a magician who offers you a chance to immediately learn one new skill. And you'll be like grand master of it, like the Michael Jordan of something.
Oh.
And it's free. You can just have anything you want. Basically, you could teach like a doctorate level class on it from memory, and it can be anything that's possible, but it can only be one thing. And it can't be like, oh, I'm good at everything. It can't be like, you know, stupid like acoustic answers to it. Like it actually has to be like just like a defined skill.
Yeah.
And answer this as if your life depended on it.
As if your life depended on it.
So like the magician has a gun to my head?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or like a wand. I don't know what the fuck magicians use.
Like a deadly wand. Like a wand that like can shoot you.
Like a Voldemort's wand.
Okay, but this thing, is it like a skill or is it like just like...
No, it's a wand.
No, the thing he's giving me.
He's giving you a skill. Like an example of this would be skateboarding or chess or
flying a plane.
Calculus. You know, it's like normal stuff. Yeah, you're overthinking this.
Nothing magical. That's my life, like, you can't have like
overthink shit.
He's got a magic wand.
Yeah, it's not his fault, dude.
He's not giving you any magic powers.
He does have a gun to my head, so I probably shouldn't be thinking about this.
Yeah.
Just answer the question, dude.
I think honestly, probably it's like the lamest answer, but like being super good at video games.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's, you can just be
you can make money.
I also Twitch is also a huge part of where I started on the internet. Like I've been on Twitch for as long as I've been on YouTube. Not making content there, but like watching people.
Mm-hmm.
And being good at video games is like the ultimate skill. Because you can just stream yourself. People love you forever.
Well, you'd also have to be a charismatic individual who can maintain a following.
No, fuck that. Just be good at video games and that's it.
Any of them in particular or like the ability to rule any game?
Well, that's what, I can choose any skill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just be good at everything. All the video games.
Oh, you mean all the games, okay.
Yeah, what so if like you just have some superior brain power that, you know.
What if you had to choose one franchise?
A video game? I can't, dude. It's like choosing children.
Well, your life depends on
it. You think of your video games as your children?
I mean that's how important they are. Well, not important.
I'd probably choose Smash.
Maybe you're not ready for kids yet.
I love them all too much.
I do feel like you're not ready for kids, and I also feel like I would choose Smash. I feel like
I was going to say Smash.
That's probably going to be continuing for as long as Nintendo kind of keeps going with it. True. Like other franchises, I feel like Battle Royale is going to, I feel like that's got about 5 years left in terms of like.
I was gonna say, I don't know if that's relevance. Super long lasting.
Are people still playing Team Fortress 2?
I mean, yes, but like,
yeah, all three of them,
couple of them, yeah.
There are dozens of us, yeah.
It's actually more than you'd think. I'm pretty sure.
Three dozen, four dozen.
No, like in the thousands at least.
Well, that's not too many, but 2,000,
50,000, I think.
If I had a gun held to my head and I had to choose I would choose to be super good at math. I feel like that would just be really applicable in a lot of situations.
Fuck, that's actually
does anyone
true.
Know the like what 10% of 78 is? Yeah, 780. But I would be able to do it with more complicated numbers.
Okay, but couldn't you also
I can't tell if you were joking that because you got the wrong answer there, or like what, or was that serious?
No, 10% of 78 is 780, like $7.80.
Oh, I thought you said 10% of 778 is 780.
No, 780.
That was ambiguous. That was
$7.80.
Okay, I thought you were just being a tard. Okay.
Okay. See, like, but I would be able to do it with more comp. Like, what's 8% of 92?
So $7.80. You guys have cents in Canada, right?
Yeah, we don't have pennies anymore, though.
That's true, and like, that's good. That's good.
Ask me what's 8% of 82, I would know it's six.
No, Joe. We should get rid of the penny. By the way, like, that's a good idea.
Or for instance, if you ask me to take 958 and.
All right, he's muted. I actually really like the fact that you guys got rid of the penny. Like, it's just,
I mean, it costs more money to make a penny than a penny.
It costs more money to make an American penny than it's worth too. I mean, it's all right, Joe, you're back on.
I agree. We should get rid of the penny. Fuck the penny.
I thought you already got, got rid of it.
There have been plans to for a while. Yeah, but I guess you're consuming some really fake news if that's what you thought.
I was probably just thinking of Canada. Because we are better in every single way.
Oh, so it's not your fault, basically. Yeah, okay.
There you go.
We're number one in gun violence.
That's not a good thing to be good at.
I'm just saying. It's some, you know, one thing that we have.
Isn't it like number one? It's not the most obese country, is it?
No, that's Australia
I'm,
now.
I'm
no
sure.
It,
shit.
I'm sure it's. Is it really Australia?
Yeah, Australia
took
us over.
Oh, you guys suck. You're not even number one in being the most fat.
Oh, man.
That's great. that's a good thing to not
it's
be the number one
It's all those exercise
at.
Shows.
Is it? I don't think that's it. Joe, do you have any more questions for our elegant Canadian guest?
I do not.
Okay. I do. And this is also kind of a basic question, but are there any content creators right now that you're particularly interested in, like channels that have caught your attention recently?
I mean, I'm not really, I don't follow a lot of like rising channels, I guess you could say. Like there's been a couple where I was subscribed to them like super early on and then they became popular.
That's what we're going for with you. Yeah.
good luck. But, cause I just follow like big channels or, well, let me think actually.
Okay.
Because
by small ish, by the way, like an example of that would be like Pay Money Webby. Like,
yeah.
Like that's still rising. I think
I would say isn't he kind of up there now?
Well, he was like trending one day because his video got taken down by TikTok, but I mean,
I would still kinda, say he's an established. Oh Jesus, he's still an established YouTuber. Though.
What was that?
That was his video playing in my ears, super loud.
Okay, Joe, do you have any then?
Like I wouldn't say he's rising anymore, especially because he's pretty established on Twitch as well, right?
Oh, you think he's done for? Like that this is the apex? He's peaked?
I wouldn't say he's peaked.
He's risen.
He's definitely like.
He's
on the back nine. He's risen, basically.
He's doomed. Yeah.
No, he not he's risen. Doomed, but.
His day has come.
No, he might rise more, but he's no longer like.
Is over.
Plus, he doesn't focus on YouTube, I don't think.
That's true.
He focuses on Twitch, I think.
Joe doesn't know what we're talking about, I don't think. So, oh well. Joe,
didn't you have some gags you wanted to do, Lars?
Some gags?
Yeah, didn't you have some gags you wanted to do?
Yes, I think I did all of them, like calling him.
I know what Joe wanted to gag on.
What?
It's implied, Joe. it's subtle humor. Just.
Oh no, my friend Andrew's calling me. Do you guys mind if I take this call?
No, fuck that bitch.
Okay, I'm gonna decline the call.
Good. Wow, you're such an asshole.
No way to win for Joe.
Oh man, I just can't get a win.
All right. This is completely arbitrary, but you know, we try to keep the episodes down to like no more than like an hour and a half, just because otherwise it just becomes like a several hours long existential crisis like some of our old episodes. And
yeah.
We can go ahead and
that just sounds like a Sunday, a several hour long existential crisis. Just move on.
But yeah, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you, Luke, for finally joining us. Was glad to actually sit down and talk to you about the massive YouTube fame that you've been hiding from us, and the small amount that I've actually been watching as I've been. Oh, by the way, like somehow I got unsubscribed to you last week, and now I'm subscribed to you again. So I don't know why that happened. Why does YouTube do that?
YouTube, dude, and they just love fucking people.
Yep.
Especially Joe, I hear. He gets fucked a lot.
Yep. We were hard on Joe, but in this episode.
Sorry,
but,
Joe. We all love you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, no one's ever said that to me before. What is love?
Oh, by the way, okay, so let's do the thing. Okay, if someone wanted to find let's start with the content that you're trying to grow on Not My Fault, how would they search for you?
How do you find me? Just go to youtube.com/notmyfault and you'll find it.
All right. And if someone wanted to find your weirdly popular meme channel,
you'll find it. You don't need to. It's okay.
If you want to find his weirdly popular meme channel, just go to youtube.com/notmyfault. There.
Sure. Okay. No, thanks, guys. This is actually a lot of fun. It's really nice to hear like actual feedback. Like as someone who makes videos, there's always that kind of wall there that's like, you're not super personal with the people that follow you. So it's really nice to get that feedback. And yeah, thanks for having me on. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the name of the show? So you can
Been the first podcast. Thank you for listening.
And if you want to find us on social media, just go to t1podcast.com or search for us on Wikipedia, the first podcast. And oh, Patreon. We have a Patreon. I should probably mention that so we can get paid at some point. Patreon.com/T1podcast. Is that it, Joe? I forget.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got nothing else. Joe?
Actually, I would like to spend the next 45 minutes talking about luggage. My favorite.